Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The Score!
Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food. Thanks to Robbie D. Thanks to Robbie Ray while we're here. Sometimes he pitches and it's a good thing. Thanks to Robbie Triano, Ray Diaz, Brandon Fryer. Thanks to, of course, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, our guest, Paul Charchian, Fletcher Mackle, and, of course, Mark Grody. And thanks to... And Jared Payton. And thanks to Mitch for bringing us Rainbow Cone.
Yeah, the Rainbow Cone I never had. It was delicious.
And thanks to Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes for joining us.
Rainbow Cone's one of those things I would never get myself, but since he got it, I was like, I'll try it. And now I'm like, I like it, but I'm still not going to get it myself because that's just straight sugar.
And now it's right here on Indulgence Avenue.
It's right
here.
Is
that what we're calling it?
Our cholesterol is higher.
Is that a level of Candyland, the game? Like,
It should be.
Like Peppermint Lane or Lollipop Lane or something.
Yesterday, Indulgence Avenue. I was very tempted to start my way eating straight through Indulgence Avenue and head over to the Aunt Anne's and get a pretzel dog.
Where would you start and where would you finish on your trip down Indulgence Avenue?
That's where I would start. Aunt Anne's, for like that's sort of a lunch thing.
Is it really Aunt Anne's?
You get a little protein in there with the hot dog in the wrap.
It's Auntie Anne's.
I screw it up every time. I had an Aunt Anne growing up. That's why I screw it up.
Some would say you had an Aunt Anne, but yeah, I got you.
Yeah, right? It's regional. But yeah, that's where I'd start, Marshall. And, you know, like back in the really hedonistic eating ways, you'd go to like the 7-Eleven and have, you know, the sandwich and the chips and the dessert. Like, you'd make a whole meal out of the convenience stop.
My same path like that would be hitting the food court as a teenager and just saying, what? I got this $20 bill. Watch this.
That's what it's like now down there. Like, it's basically like a food court for people who are visiting the city.
That's what it is. Oh. They're like, oh, you're going to see the bean, huh? How about some of this? Or maybe some of that? Or maybe like a little bit of this?
It's like the little gas station stops. I forget what they're called, but on the
Oasis.
Turnpike. On the turnpike.
The Oasis.
The Oasis.
Yeah, and you just
midnight
go ham.
The Oasis. Yeah. How you guys doing?
Are they called that in New Jersey? I forget.
Yeah. What's that?
Did they call them Oasises in New Jersey? I don't think they did.
The rest stops, I think.
Well, rest
Today
stop is more of a down south
be the day.
Term.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
someone
no.
said Oasis.
No, I got you. No, but hey,
where
listen.
Were you? Were we? We're getting high.
That's the jam, man.
I had a marshmallow dream bar as my snack as part of our Starbucks order today, and Layla was like, "Why don't you just, you know, make Rice Krispie treats at home?" I was like, "Layla, were you not here during transition yesterday? If I made a whole thing of Rice Krispie treats,
you'd have to throw it away." He take one bite of it and then throw the rest of it away.
For whatever reason, if I make something, that I portion it out. Oof. You know?
I don't have that level of discipline.
Or I give some of it away like I used to when I baked during the pandemic. But if I buy it, though, I'll eat it more quickly because I think I need to get rid of it. It's strange.
That food bar right out there, that's where you deposit the stuff. Like,
that's
you're
fine.
Like, oh, man, I'm just going to have one of these and put the rest there.
If it made out. The problem with the whole Rice Krispie treat thing is you have to actually cut it up. And I was like, I would literally probably grab half of it after it cooled off, tear it off, go sit on the couch and eat half of the
pan. The problem is you got to test it along the way.
Yeah, that too.
That's when it gets tricky. Christine makes those peanut butter balls sometimes for Christmas. Like, oh, man, let me try some of that.
It's like bacon. When bacon comes out, like it's being put on the plate, I'm eating 3 to 4 pieces before I ever get to the table.
So Marshall, when it comes to bacon, are you someone that wants to, will you pull the paper towel and get a little bit of the grease off the bacon?
Yeah, yeah,
or are you all about the bacon grease?
No, I'm not about the bacon. Like, I have standards. I need some of that grease to be gone.
Okay. Will you scramble eggs in the residual bacon grease?
I don't eat eggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard out here.
It's not
egg eaters. It's hard to accept.
You know, it's hard out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no, but I'm more of a pancakes, waffles, French toast, even though that has some egg component to it.
I saw the email go out, Marshall, for free preseason Bulls tickets against the Wolves. I'm like, Marshall's going.
That's he's tomorrow probably, night.
Yeah,
or that's tonight. Tonight. It's tonight.
You no, going? Did you no. scoop up a dozen?
I will
bring
be
11 of your closest
it.
Friends?
I'll be head deep in looking at the quarterfinal participants for the IHSA State Flag Football Championships, because four of those teams will be playing on Saturday, and I'll be doing the semifinals and the finals that day. That's what my day.
Hard working Marshall Harris.
I love it.
Yes,
it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
That's outstanding.
I'm this play by play profile that you've been building up over the last 2 years, man. It's epic.
It's so much. I have to explain to people. It's so much fun. I got into this business to do sports, not just talk about sports, but to actually be at the games.
I mean, there is something to the idea, and it's why I have a love and affinity for play-by-play, that it is the purest form of sports journalism. Tell me what you saw.
It is, it's closer to the genuine article than any other job in the entire industry. You are that much closer. You're the first thing, especially on radio. But it's also kind of, at its best, it's divorced from opinions and then the take-a-sphere and the pushback to said opinions and the pushback on those opinions and all those things. I talk about it with play-by-play friends all the time.
And I will be remembering that
on a podcast.
Specific thing when I interview Kevin Warren during these high school state championships on Saturday. He'll be joining us in the booth for the first quarter of the, I think, the championship game.
Is the Bears have been really big into promoting flag football.
This would not be happening without the Bears. The Bears had the first ever state championships, or just setting up flag football in the way it's set up in Illinois last year. This is only the second state championships we've had for flag football. But flag football has been a boom. I don't know if you guys have seen volleyball. There's been this boom, college volleyball and on down, mm-hmm. and then now flag football, which the NFL is loving. Because
So is Cam Buckner going to be there too? Maybe you get them both on at the same time. Come on, man. What an opportunity. Cross, get them both up there.
Here's what you do. You get yourself like just a little container, and you fill it with dirt, and you go, hey, Kevin, I have moved this dirt for you in 2025, we're set.
You bring like a little 5x5 sandbox filled with dirt, yep. and you give him a little mini shovel.
Just have him move it. He said move dirt. He didn't say put a shovel in the ground. Right. He said move dirt.
Yeah.
So just take that. Look at this. We've moved dirt.
They can move dirt. Yeah, they can
see
totally
you in 2032 with Carter Hawkins.
Is that the new date, 2032 with Carter Hawkins? New roster, new building.
We're not worried about the stadium in 25 as much as we are in 32.
Listen, I don't know how that's going to go. I just know there's going to be flag football at Willowbrook High School, rain or shine, and it is going to be pouring. But I'm excited.
Pouring touchdowns.
That too.
That's right.
Pouring play-by-play pearls of genius. Right there.
Somebody
not gonna sell you on that.
Yeah.
Just having a good time.
So you guys had Ian Happ yesterday. We have Nico Horner today.
We're
in the Nico formation.
No.
Unless Nico's you guys a little later.
Ready to go. He's later in the show, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's gonna be at 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
Which is great. We get a little chance to spread out and hang out with Nico and mm-hmm. talk with him about how the season ended and what he's up to. There was a part of me that because we couldn't quite get in touch with him, and I'm like, I bet he is seething. Like he is waiting until he calms down to get back to us.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if he seethes. Well, I guess we've seen it on the field.
He 100% seethes.
But are you going to ask him that with that word specifically?
Sure.
Do you seethe?
We should. But like he explodes. He explodes and he broods. Maybe those things. I don't know. It's good. Yeah. Let's have that conversation.
Did you guys hear what Ian Happ said when we asked him about, hey, have you been watching any of the baseball? He's like, no.
You know, he's another guy that seethes.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Big fan.
He said, no, not at all, huh?
Yeah, he said, I think he was out somewhere and it was on and he just saw what was going on, but he has not been He has not been looking for games.
Actively looking to watch baseball.
Would you? I wouldn't do that.
Honestly, it was hard for like that first night. It's like, man, the Cubs should still be there.
The NLCS game one?
Yeah. Like I could, and even the ALCS on the Sunday night. It's like, man.
You know what's really hard? Watching 1,000 home runs last night and be like, you know what? To win the World Series, you're going to have days like this.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the offense I watched did not have days like that.
And now Toronto's back in that series. They're right there because they like went bombs away last night. It was fun to watch.
You also need to go out and get the best pitcher you can get. And
there
if people aren't giving it up for you, you can still go and get it. Like Shane Bieber was a very risky and bold move by the Blue Jays, but a sensible one. And there he is last night, giving mm-hmm. them 6 innings with great secondary stuff. Maybe the fastball isn't all the way back, but the way he throws, it works better. And Shane Bieber is a trade deadline acquisition year.
What did they give up? I was trying to remember what they gave up because I said that when you talk about be creative,
that was creative.
Like that guy's not even back yet, but we'll trade for him.
Let's give it a shot. That's why I was advocating for something like Verlander. If the Giants would have, or like other ways to try and be creative, to give yourself some options.
I don't like when Jed hides behind the rest of the industry, when you're someone that should be a trendsetter in the industry.
Well, and that's kind of the thing that shows you a little bit of dissonance, right? You didn't need this past trade deadline to show you how tight the market had gotten.
You had the entire
offseason.
The entire offseason and the whole year when this is what you needed. It was your top need. So sometimes you got to get outside of the comfort zone. Like Preller does, like Dombrowski does. Now, both those guys are home, granted.
But Preller takes big swings. I mean, he's made some bad trades, some very bad ones, and he still paid it off. The player to be named later, famously, one of his trades was Trey Turner.
Well,
but he's not afraid to take risks. They keep letting him, though, because he keeps having the farm system to be able to do so.
And Jed took his big swing by bringing in Kyle Tucker. Like, that's your big swing.
Yes.
Especially when you realize that Cam Smith, also a Gold Glove finalist this year.
And to your point, Cam Smith, along with Casey and Ballesteros, like the prospects that people wanted are the ones that were close. We're very, very close.
Yep.
So we chose the one to give up in Cam Smith.
I realized that it sounded like we were just talking about Bulls pregame because we just mentioned Cam Smith and Casey.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sure. That'll be here soon enough.
KC.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait to talk to y'all about Bulls next week. I'm going to go full Bulls at some point next week because I have very strong thoughts about the Bulls.
We all watched the preseason game against the Nuggets.
I think y'all got problems. I went in there and Robbie was yelling at a rebroadcast of the latest Bulls game. I'm like, what are you doing, sir?
And like, we didn't talk about it. It's not like we all set out to watch it. We just all did.
I don't know. I am not. We'll get it together by the time that we're out at the United Center next week, but we've been actively trying to not.
I see that. I'm just. Is there
not
a reason?
Us.
Is it just because we're still in Cubs hangover / Bears are above 500 mode?
Those are enormous stories.
Yes.
Both of those are enormous Chicago sports stories. We'll get there. I agree with Lawrence. I started to get there in terms of the NBA as I read about Cooper Flagg playing point guard in Dallas and how Jason Kidd isn't fully sold on the idea. But they're considering
it.
Can you imagine being a vet down in Dallas and being like, yeah, I'm good with giving the 19-year-old kid the reins to the team? Pretty fascinating.
Is it not a flashback to
Giannis? Well, they
gave
away the team when they decided to give it to the Lakers, so.
Yeah, but now, here you go. You got the kid.
No, but for kid, is it not a flashback to when he had Giannis playing point guard?
Did Giannis show up and play point guard as a rookie in game number
one?
No.
It was like
he made a move to since we'll just put the ball in Giannis's hands and let him. I mean, it's kind of what they still do, honestly, where it's like, oh, there's Giannis coming down on the break, and he's not going to pass it. He's just going to run you right over, and they're not going to call a foul.
But this dynamic is that kid played forward for the first 2 games, and then they had him play point guard for 2 games, and he's not ready to do it, but I love that they're trying it.
Well, Kidd says he's non-committal to the idea that he'd play point guard. So I think they're just, it's the preseason. Let's see what
try
he can
some
do.
Stuff. Yeah, I love that.
I like, again, creativity and trying to push the limit and see what you can do.
I'm a believer in that kid as having the special sense that can make you a great. So the sooner we get to try and see that, the better. It'd be interesting.
League pass has already been purchased. We're over here. We are ready to go.
Yeah.
Because the multi-view and getting the league pass through YouTube TV, it just changed my entire world when I did it like 2 years ago. And now you can make your own multi-view and you've got all the league pass plus whatever else is on. Mm-hmm. Look, that is, it'll be the best $100 you spend on league pass.
I checked Malcolm Brogdon's career earnings this morning. Dude retired at 32.
Yeah. Seemed a little early.
Yeah. $132 million.
Good for him.
That's why he can walk away and be like, I'm good.
That's a second round draft pick who makes it to age 32 and is like, yeah, I think I'm
going to do some other stuff.
He's 32.
That'll collect some interest.
Yeah, yes, compound interest, everybody. And at 32, he could still have 5 different chapters in his life.
And if you've heard him talk and his parents and like what they were about, you know he's not out here just spending all that money like some former athletes have done and run through, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Smart kid.
Smart guy with a good family background.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is like... Two more. You could go 2 more years. It's not
football. He's like, if you're in New York and you don't know what your role is, like he made the roster for the Knicks, but he like if you're not going to play,
he wants to go sit on the couch with Mike Schilt and not do stuff.
Apparently, no one wants to sit on the couch with Mike Schilt.
Dude. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. The backlash of that story.
Did you guys hear John Heyman this morning? Oh, amazing! Great John Heyman segment on Mully and Haw. Enjoyed their show today and enjoyed all the Heyman. And here's what he said about why Mike Schilt walked away.
Yeah, the coaches did not like Schilt. You know, the problem in St. Louis was he didn't treat the support staff well. Well, it seems like it repeated itself here because the coaches all really despised him. And, you know, he had the meeting with A.J. Preller, the GM. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's one that didn't hate him quite so much. I don't know. But that's pretty hard to carry on like that for another 2 years. So he probably did the prudent thing and got out of there.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate John Heyman couching it. Well, maybe one of the coaches didn't hate him.
Maybe one. But he made friends with the owner. He was Peter Seidler's guy and Peter Seidler's widow's guy. And so the coaches just effing hated him.
He's Wasn't that the word on him out of St. Louis, though?
That's what Heyman said. I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
That like coaches and other support staff thought he was a bag.
Yeah.
Apparently he did the same thing out there. Make friends with the owner and screw everybody else.
Now he gets to go home and...
Bag's gonna bag.
Wow.
It's true.
That was incredible.
Here's what we have. I don't know how we top yesterday's show, but we are going.
You can't. I'm here to tell you.
We're gonna try. Listen to this lineup that we've got for today. We're gonna talk with Patrick Manley coming up at 2:45. Then Nico Horner joins us at 3. Then Deuce McAllister joins us at 3:25.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna turn the page at 4. Mark Grody joins us at 4:25. Coach Wanstead and Tony Wise are going to be here in studio with us at 5 o'clock. So this has the opportunity to be a classic show, and so we are going to do our best, and we are going to start with some more info on the Caleb versus Troy versus Ben versus ESPN versus us thing.
Versus Cash Money? Different verses.
You better believe it. That's after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
The average slob doesn't really understand. I'm sitting there next to Scotty Bowman.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.